The Sportscast, May 14th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels. YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Apple Podcast, and any of your favorite podcast directories. We are on it. We're also on Spotify. We're also on Pandora, iHeartRadio, Audacity. We're there. And also listen to our online radio. We are 24/7 on online radio. You could listen through our Sportscast app, or you can listen on MyTuner. And also visit our website, thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net. And of course, as we mentioned before, download our app. You could do everything's there in our app. Our podcasts, our news, everything else, and we'll be adding more features in the near future. The NFL schedule 2021 was released on Thursday night. A few surprises, a few leaks that happened throughout the day, which I have never experienced that before. Maybe I have, but I have to go ask someone else if they did. And of course, many are eyeing the Tom Brady games. And how do the Cowboys do? Anyways, joining us all the way from upstate New York, Chandler, Krista, welcome back to the Sportscast.
What's up, Santiago? How's it going?
Pretty good, man. What a crazy week. We're here on a Friday.
Oh, yeah.
It's warm in Florida, and it's probably still cold up there in Rochester, isn't it?
Our temperature for today is 70, so not bad.
Not bad. That is short-sleeve shirt weather.
Always.
But you still have to wear jeans.
I mean, I put shorts on.
It's tough. You know, here in Florida, like, you know, wearing shorts is almost a common thing. It's almost
like 90, right?
It's been 80s and 90s this past couple of weeks, so it's been quite warm. But hey,
that's amazing.
The internet doesn't separate us from that. Anyways, what were your thoughts over the NFL schedule release on Thursday night?
All I got to say, Santiago, first game of the year, Dak Prescott versus Tom Brady. All I got to say.
Yes, that is the first game of the season. It will be played in Tampa Bay. Is it in Texas?
It's in Tampa Bay.
It's in Tampa Bay. That's right. Okay, yes. Chandler, good start. Tampa Bay, Super Bowl champions, the Cowboys, the most popular team in America, probably the world. What are your thoughts over this matchup? And things like that.
I mean, it's going to be a tough start for the Cowboys for sure. I feel like that's going to probably be their hardest game on their schedule this year. But I think Dak Prescott, he was hurt last year. He's ready to go. And I think the Cowboys are going to pick up a W in Tampa Bay.
Yes. Well, I don't know about that. But Dak Prescott is coming back from injury. He was out most of last season, right?
Yeah, I think he went out like week three for his ACL.
Week three. But he also got a new contract.
Yeah, he's making good money right now. He's going to be in Dallas for a while, for sure.
So he is the franchise quarterback up in Dallas. You guys got Micah Parsons. Will this team be enough to beat the Brady and the Buccaneers? And most of the Buccaneers are coming back from the Super Bowl game. Will it be enough for them to beat Tampa?
I think they can do it. I think it's very possible, actually.
If it was playing in Dallas, Chandler, I probably think Dallas has a better shot. But if it's in Tampa, I don't think so.
I mean, we'll see what happens, I guess. Right?
We'll see what happens. Okay, and another notable date from the schedule release is Week 4, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers are going to go to New England on week four. It is the reunion of – I believe this is the first time Tom Brady visits New England since he left.
I think so, yeah.
And, of course, I mean, like, tickets are going up for like $1,300, Chandler.
Yeah, insane.
It's insane.
I definitely want
to. Go ahead.
I will watch it from my TV.
I agree. I think it'll be on Thursday night, so definitely it'll be a prime time, either Thursday night or a Sunday night. I have to double check on that.
Is it? Hold on.
If you could Google that, but yeah,
October 3rd at 8:20. So
that's a Sunday night or Thursday
is
night.
Is that Thursday?
Is it October 20?
October 3rd.
October 3rd, that is Sunday night. I was right. I knew it was going to be on that date.
Yes, it is a Sunday night game.
So, and Tom Brady's dad said that they're set, that like they can't wait for that game in New England.
Sure. They're probably so excited.
Yeah. What do you think, Bill Belichick? Do you think he really wants to win this game?
I mean, I feel like he's playing against his best player that's ever played for him in his lifetime. So I think he wants to go out there and win, Cam Newton's going to show us up.
Cam Newton, what do you think about him and the Patriots? Do you think Mac Jones might start sooner than later?
I mean, I honestly want Mac Jones to start. I like that guy. So we'll see what happens.
Very debatable, of course, but we'll see what Cam Newton does. He's a experienced professional, Chandler. So we'll see if
Santiago.
What was
all
that?
I have to say, watch out for Buffalo this year.
Yes, which there was a game the Bills were going to play. I think it was. Wasn't it like the Chiefs are going to play? No.
Yes. And the first time, yes. Yeah, they are playing the Chiefs. It's a rematch of the AFC Championship.
That's right.
It's Kansas City, too.
Yeah, so that's something that's a good first game for them. I don't know if they'll revenge win that one, to be honest, Chandler.
I don't know. I think honestly, all the Bills players are coming back from last year, their roster, I heard. I mean, I think Buffalo can – I think they can come out and win. I think so. I truly do.
Are you sure?
I mean, dude, Buffalo's hot right now.
Because of Josh Allen.
Yeah, Josh Allen's so good. So good.
Well – the Buffalo Bills is definitely one thing that we'll definitely be eyeing on. Potential AFC East champions, I predict. I don't think New England has a chance or the Dolphins to win the AFC East.
You don't think your Miami's going to win it?
No, I think they'll be second at best.
Second at best? I mean, I think they could get a wild card spot.
I agree. Yeah, wild card spot, of course. Okay, so other notable games on week one. Sam, the Panthers will play the Jets. So we'll see the old quarterback Sam going up against his old team of the New York Jets. Probably Zach Wilson be playing. What are your thoughts about that?
I mean, I'm not going to watch it. That's a boring game.
The Darnold versus Zach Wilson.
I mean, yeah, but like, both teams are going to be terrible this year, I feel, so.
We'll see. I think, like, the Panthers have a good team going. Of course, I don't think they'll win their conference. Their division will probably be the Buccaneers.
For sure.
But they could come in second place, though.
I mean, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Another notable match, week seven, Lions versus Rams. This is where the Rams traded Jared Goff for his name. Matthew Stafford. That's right. Quarterback swap there. Lions versus Rams. Who do you think will have that one?
Ooh, I gotta go with the Rams. They have Aaron Donald. He's unstoppable.
True. Aaron Donald is unstoppable. LA with the new stadium. They'll be playing in Los Angeles at SoFi.
Yes, and then the Raiders, they're finally going to have fans at their new stadium, I think, this year.
Yes, and guess what? Those ticket prices for majority of them, Chandler, are up to like a grand each.
Did you see that in the end zone, the Raiders are going to have like a little nightclub for the fans?
I'm not surprised. It is Vegas. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen, right? Honestly, anything can happen in Vegas.
Exactly. And what stays in Vegas stays in Vegas. Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Okay, another notable matchup are Cam Newton and the Patriots visiting Carolina Panthers. What are your thoughts about that?
They get to play the Bucks. They get to play the Panthers. They got a lot going on this year for those Patriots.
Exactly. So, who do you think? Will win that one?
I like Zach Wilson to bet on that one. I think they can win.
You think
I
so?
Like yeah. Zach Wilson's he's such a.
Okay, another notable game. Christmas games. Cleveland Browns at the Green Bay Packers.
There's Christmas games this year, is there?
There is. On the 25th.
That's going to be a good game. Aaron Rodgers versus Baker Mayfield. That's going to be good.
Colts?
Do you
expect Aaron Rodgers to be back?
I feel like he will, for at least for another year.
There you have it.
Colts
at the Cardinals.
Is that another Christmas game?
Another Christmas game on the 25th.
That's a good game. I got to go with Kyle Murray.
Now remember, Colts have Wentz now.
Yes, but Wentz is no good. He wasn't good for Philadelphia.
Won't be good in Indianapolis either.
No, not at all.
Okay.
He's a bust.
Week 4, the number one picks bowl, Trevor Lawrence versus Joe Burrow on Thursday Night Football.
That's going to be a good game. I'm excited for that. I'm really excited for that. Cincinnati versus Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you think will win that one?
He tears ACL last year. Is he going to be back?
Yeah. He should be back. He's young, Chandler.
I mean, yeah, but I guess.
Yeah, I think he tore it towards the beginning or middle of last season, so I think he'll be ready. Like Dak, he'll be ready by the start of the season.
See, it's interesting. We're playing 17 games this year, too, so that's going to be interesting.
That's going to be rough. What do you think? I mean, do you think that's bad for the players, or do you think they could, handle it?
I mean, that's over 4 months of games of football. That's pretty insane.
That's like war.
It is. A lot of football, but it's great though.
Hey, I mean, you can't complain. Back to Lawrence versus Burrow. I'm gonna pick Cincinnati on that one. I know Cincinnati doesn't, they didn't really touch up on their O line a bit. And I think their defense is not that. I think their defense is okay, but then you got Lawrence and the Jaguars. I think they're gonna be a little bit inexperienced unless they come off, starting off with a bang.
I'm a huge Clemson fan, so I love Trevor.
You like Trevor? You're a Clemson fan. I thought you were a Syracuse fan.
I like Syracuse for basketball.
Okay. Fair enough.
For football, Clemson fan. Always.
What's the best thing Syracuse has ever done for football?
Oh, nothing.
I agree. Basketball, they won a championship or two.
Oh. Yeah, they had Carmelo Anthony play.
True. Go Orange.
Do you want to going to be a good game?
Which one?
The game I'm most excited for is Thanksgiving, Buffalo traveling to New Orleans.
Buffalo at New Orleans. Wow. You're right about that.
That's a thing game, yeah.
That should be – well, remember, New Orleans is New Orleans is minus Drew Brees.
Yes, he retired. Wait, yes, he did.
He retired. So we're looking at a James Winston / Taysom Hill starter.
Oh, boy, then the Saints are going to be terrible this year.
Exactly. So this should – I don't know if it's an easy win. Nothing's easy in the NFL, but.
Yeah. That's not even that good of a game then. I forgot.
I know, dude. There's a minus Drew Brees season coming up.
I mean, could you see Buffalo going to the Super Bowl this year?
No, dude. They had a good pass. The Chiefs, unless Mahomes gets injured, which I hope it doesn't happen, but if it does happen, that's probably Buffalo, the only possibility.
See, it's going to be Buffalo and Kansas City that have an AFC championship game again.
I think, in theory, because the other challenge, the other contenders, is probably the Steelers and maybe the Ravens.
Well, the Steelers are Ben Roethlisberger's old.
I know, and I don't know what Roethlisberger we're going to get. He's going to go 8-0 and then get injured and then come back. I mean,
that's what they did last year. They literally went 11-0 and lost the last four to six games.
That's why I say going undefeated could be good, but you can become complacent a bit.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and then like towards the playoffs where it really counts, you can do jack squat.
Honestly, yeah. Honestly.
Okay.
I agree.
Yeah. Let's look at Monday Night Football, week one. I'll read them out, and then you just stop me and say, I want to talk about that. Okay? All right. First one is Baltimore at Las Vegas.
That's going to be a good one.
That's going to be a good game.
That's going to be a good game.
Lions. Yeah. Lions at Green Bay.
Another good game.
Philadelphia at Cowboys. How about that one?
Oh, Dallas. Yeah. That.
Week three.
Dallas has that.
I mean, like the Eagles, yes, had Jalen Hurts, great player, phenomenal. They do got Devontae Smith. I don't think it'll be enough to beat the Cowboys. The Cowboys has more experience now.
Oh, no way.
Now, do you think the Cowboys can win the NFC East?
I think so.
If they can beat the Eagles, that's one off, like one notch off their belt. Week four, more Vegas. Vegas at the Chargers at SoFi Stadium.
Oh, that could be another good one.
That should be.
I don't know. I think I'm gonna go with. I really don't know for that one, Jesse.
It's a big toss up there. We'll see. Week five, the Colts at the Ravens. Wentz versus Jackson.
That's gonna be another good game. I don't know if they're that one either. I don't know. I mean, a lot of these teams, I don't know that much about.
I mean, I'm pretty much reading it out because we don't know, like, you know, in football, there's so much variables. You know, is this player going to be good? Exactly. Is Wentz going to work out in the Colts? You know?
That's a tough possibility.
Okay. Week six, the Bills at Tennessee. That's going to be a good game.
Ooh, that's going to be a tough challenge for Buffalo. But I have to go for Buffalo.
Now, we'll see if Tennessee is going to be contenders as they were years prior, but we'll see what happens. Week seven, Saints at Seattle. Don't think that'll be a good one.
Saints at Seattle? No, Russell Wilson's going to take that.
Exactly. Week eight, Giants at Kansas City, Monday Night Football.
Oh, that's not even a matchup.
I know. That should be a blowout.
Why are they putting that on a Monday night?
Good question. I guess they are believing in Danny Dimes to do phenomenal this season. Week nine.
Yeah, that's.
Bears at Steelers.
Ooh. Who's the Bears quarterback right now?
It will probably be Justin Fields or the Red Rifle. It's one or the other.
I don't know, man. That's a tough game. I really don't know.
And Red Rifle is Andy Dalton. He could be one or the other.
Andy Dalton's playing for
the Bears. Yeah, he was traded or just signed there. I have no idea, but he's with the Bears.
Yeah, I remember that.
He's a bridge quarterback. Bridge quarterback for Justin Fields.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Week 10, Rams at San Francisco. Divisional Rams matchup. That should be a good one.
I don't know. That's a lot of these games, like, I have to wait to see how the season starts.
Yeah, you don't have to predict anything. I mean, all I'm doing is just reading them out. Then we got... Then we got Giants at Tampa.
Oh, come on.
I know, they're getting weak.
First it's the Giants at the Chiefs, now it's Giants at Tampa.
And there's a lot of Giant fans that live in Tampa, by the way. So, all right. It's good for ratings, you know. Then New England at Buffalo, week 13. That's a good Monday Night Football.
Oh, Buffalo's taking that one.
I think so,
Buffalo's
too. I don't trust the Patriots, man. I'm telling you, it's not what it was 2 years ago.
I don't trust Bill Belichick anymore.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes, I'm starting to believe it's more was more Brady than Belichick.
Oh, for sure.
I'm starting to believe that. Anyways, Rams at the Cardinals. That's a good divisional matchup. Minnesota at Chicago.
I'm calling the Rams on that one.
How about Minnesota at Chicago?
Minnesota.
And then Miami at New England. That's a good Monday Night Football game.
New England. I'm going to go for your Miami Dolphins.
Santiago. We'll see if Tua survives all the way to week 16. I know people hate it, but we'll see if he survives.
Yeah, I hope he does.
And the final Monday Night Football is Cleveland at Pittsburgh.
That's a good game.
That's really like good game. 4 hours away from each other.
Yeah, that's like playoff implications possibly too.
Good point, Chandler. Good point. All right. Let me read Sunday Night Football. Chicago at Rams. Good or bad?
Is it Sunday now?
Yeah. Sunday night Football. Which they usually tend to be good games.
What do you say? Yeah, no, that's going to be good. Yeah, that's going to be really good.
KC at Baltimore. Good game. Yes.
Kansas City.
Yeah, Green Bay at San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Tampa at New England. That's probably the biggest. Yeah, biggest game of Sunday Night Football. Bills at Kansas City, Week 5 Sunday Night Football.
Oh, Santiago, the Bills, it's three times the charm for them.
I don't know, dude. They were really, they got beaten really bad in the AFC Championship game.
Okay, but when they played them in the regular season, they only lost by 10 points.
Yeah, but 10 points is still a lot in football. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just a two-possession matchup. Anyways, Seattle at Pittsburgh?
Seattle.
Colts at San Francisco, Week 7.
Oh, interesting. I'm going to go with Carson Wentz.
I think Week 8, this might be a Thanksgiving game. Cowboys at Minnesota. No. It's not in a Thanksgiving because they usually play in Dallas.
No, that's not them. Yeah, that's not. Dallas can mean Minnesota.
Yeah, Dallas should do good this season. Now thinking about it with you. Tennessee at Rams.
Oh. Tennessee at Rams.
Titans.
Tennessee.
Chiefs at Vegas.
At Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Vegas is winning this.
Over Kansas, good. Steelers at the Chargers.
Phillip Rivers still playing?
No, he's retired, and I think he's coaching high school football.
Oh, that's
football.
Justin Herbert. That's Justin Herbert.
Justin
right?
Herbert's team, dude. Yeah, man. He's the future of the NFL.
Yeah, Justin Herbert's going to win this. He's good. I like him.
Browns at Baltimore, Week 12, Sunday Night Football.
Well, that could be another playoff type of game.
I love it.
I have to go with the MVP, Lamar Jackson.
There you go. I love it. You know you're. The playoff implications come in these little, like the latter weeks.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah. Niners at Seattle, divisional rival.
Niners at Seattle? Oh, you got to go with Russell Wilson.
Week 14, Chicago at Green Bay. I still don't know if it's going to be a Aaron Rodgers-less Green Bay.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that matchup. You just don't know. These things are like big unknowns. Saints at Tampa, that's not an unknown. That's a Tampa win.
Oh, for sure.
Week 16, ooh, this is a big one. The Washington football team at Dallas.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is the, ooh.
Yeah, he'll probably be playing.
I can never go against my Cowboys, Santiago.
You can't. Dallas is going to go 16-0. No,
I wouldn't go that far.
17-0. Sorry, now with 17 games. Okay.
Yeah.
And the final Sunday Night Football. This is an okay one. Minnesota at Green Bay, if it's Aaron Rodgers playing.
I can't go that
game. Okay, so let's go over the Cowboys' schedule. They play the Buccaneers week one. You say Dallas is going to win. Then they go to L.A. to play against the Chargers.
I think they can beat the Chargers.
Then Monday Night Football, they're back in Dallas, and they'll be playing at Philadelphia against the Eagles. Monday Night Football.
That's a win.
Then they stay home and they play against the Panthers.
Yeah, they can beat them.
Can they beat the Giants in Week 5?
Yes.
Can they beat the Patriots in New England?
Patriots in New England? Yes. Oh yeah.
I think that's a winnable game. Okay.
Yeah.
Then week 7 is a bye week. Then you go to Minnesota to play against the Vikings. I don't know about that one.
I'm going to call it victory.
Yeah, I want to say a loss by Dallas. Okay. Then they go back to Dallas and play against the Broncos.
Yeah, they can beat the Broncos. Broncos. Sorry, Ryan. They can beat them.
Winnable game. Then they stay home, and they receive the Falcons. Matt Ryan's still starter. They got Kyle Pitts. That's going to be a tough one.
Okay. Atlanta, they were terrible last year.
Yeah, Falcons have been pretty bad these past couple of years, to be honest.
Yeah, so I have to go.
Great talent on paper, but doesn't do well on the field for some reason. Then week 11, Chandler, Dallas goes to Kansas City Chiefs at 4:25 p.m. on Fox, November 21st.
That's Dallas' first loss.
There you go. That's a good call. Then for Thanksgiving, they host the Raiders.
Oh, come on, man. They can be great.
Cowboys are undefeated on Thanksgiving, typically.
No, Santiago. They've lost like the last 3 years.
Oh, see, I don't keep tabs on the Dallas Cowboys on that.
They lost to Washington last year. They lost to Buffalo the year before that. No, they're not very good the last couple of years in Thanksgiving. Well,
these games are tough. They're not like easy walk-ons. They got to play tough teams no matter.
Yeah, why can't they play like the Jets or something on Thanksgiving?
No, they play the Raiders.
I know. I said, why can't they play easy teams?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like the Jets or, you know, Jaguars.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
And then the following week, another Thursday night game at New Orleans Saints.
Come on. I mean, you know what? No Drew Brees, so that's a win.
Okay. And then they go on the road. Still on the road, and they play Washington. That should be an easy win.
The Washington football team, yes. That's going to be a win, I think.
Then they go up a little bit north to New York, play against the Giants.
That's a win.
Then they go back to Dallas for Sunday night football against the Washington football team.
I think they're going to lose that one, San Diego.
Oh, wow. Unbelievable. One in Dallas.
Yeah.
Then they host Cardinals.
Ooh, I think they can beat Kyle Murray.
In Dallas, yeah, it's very possible. And then they go to Philly against the Eagles. Will this have playoff implications, Chandler?
Yeah, of course.
It's okay. Well, according to Chandler, Dallas could have 2 to 3 losses this season.
Yes, Dallas is going 15-2.
15-2 or 14-3.
Yeah. Or 6-11.
That's still pretty good though. For the like the past recent years, like that's like late 90s Cowboys level.
Yeah, they should be playing better than that though.
True. All right. Poll question. Anything else before we head into poll question of the week? Of the day.
Dude, basketball is wrapping up.
Yeah. This weekend they wrap up, Chandler, and the play-in starts next Wednesday. We'll see if the Lakers have to play in that play-in tournament.
I'm going with my favorite team, the 76ers. So.
And how they're doing so far with their playoff seeding?
They need one more win and they clinch the one seed.
Oh, dude. I didn't know that. Like they were that good.
Yeah, no, they're legit.
And let me see their standings here in the NBA. The East, Philadelphia's first, Brooklyn's second, Milwaukee's third, fourth is Atlanta, Miami's fifth, and New York at sixth. Then the play-in teams are the Celtics, Hornets, Pacers, and the Wizards.
Yeah.
And then for the West, Utah's first. I think they clinched it. Then Phoenix, Clippers at 3. Fourth is Nuggets. Fifth is your cousin's favorite team, the Mavericks, at 5th. Then Portland is 6. And then Lakers, Golden State, Memphis, and San Antonio for the play-in.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be interesting.
And the NBA regular season ends on Sunday. So we'll definitely be going next week, NBA playoff week. So it should be pretty interesting.
Like, we should make this a weekly thing, dude.
This could be weekly. It's becoming. It's been, what, 2 weeks in a row already?
I mean, I'm thinking every Friday is a good day for me.
Hey, if the Lord lets us.
Let's do it.
Let's try it. Anyways, poll question of the day, Chandler Krista, what goes best with biscuits? The options are egg, sausage, bacon, or breaded chicken.
What's the question again?
What goes best with biscuits? And the options are eggs, sausage, bacon, or breaded chicken.
Breaded chicken. Sausage.
Sausage. Which they're winning at 51% in the poll. Second place is bacon. Third is eggs. And the last is breaded chicken.
Oh, for sure.
What I should have done is I should have switched out breaded chicken with gravy.
You think so?
Gravy and biscuits are pretty good.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting. All I got to say, Santiago, is no Drew Brees equals bad times for the Saints. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. I don't think James Winston is the guy or Taysom Hill.
No Drew Brees equals bad for the
Saints. That's not good. They're going to go through a rebuilding year.
Yeah, it's going to be a rebuilding year.
They're not going to win their division. They're not going to win the conference. They're not going to go into the playoffs.
Yeah.
So help me God. Anyways, you can vote on our Twitter poll on twitter.com/thesportscast1. Make your voice heard. And what goes best with biscuits?
Yeah.
Chandler, I know I asked you this, but what is the best way to reach you, online or in person?
Ooh, look me up on Facebook, Chandler Krista.
Chandler Krista, the only Chandler Krista in the world.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Always.
And you can reach us at thesportscast1 on Twitter or at thesportscast.net. And you can download our app, The Sportscast. Please download. It's free. You get the latest notifications, news, and things like that. Next week is NBA week, so looking forward to what's going to happen. And the play-in tournament, the first time ever done in the NBA. Chandler, give us some closing.
Week, Santiago.
What was that?
I'll be back next week.
You'll be back next week. Chandler's already booking for next week. Anyways.
Yeah.
Chandler, any closing words? Any closeout words to end this show?
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to come on your show. And have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, guys. Enjoy the NBA. Sports keeps going. Soccer, NBA, and, of course, NFL news, free agency is still happening. God bless and rock and roll.
Yep. Have a good day, Santiago. Thank you.